The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. We're in the never-ending summer mode.
And I know. I was just going to say that. It seems as if every Saturday when we talk, it's summer again.
It's summer. It just doesn't want to go away, and I'm okay with that.
I have a feeling I may have to turn the air conditioner back on this afternoon.
Well, I was in Texas at the beginning of the week. I was there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and they're like, oh, thank gosh, it's cooled down. You missed the heat. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's only 98 today. That's awesome. But, yeah, it was plenty warm there. And when I told them, oh, yeah, it's been beautiful at home. And they said, what is beautiful? I said, like, you know, 78 and sunny. They're like, that is dream weather. I said, yep, we will take it.
Absolutely. Beautiful. I remember reading the history books of how, you know, back way, way back, that the people living in the southeastern U.S. and even Texas would ride the boats up to Minnesota in the summer.
Oh, wow.
To escape the heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, I don't know how they can live. I mean, I went to the same convention. It's called the RE/MAX Texas Top 500. So they literally bring the top 500 agents in the state together to celebrate them, which is pretty amazing. I don't know if there's any other states that do it, but it's such a big state and there's so many agents that you can see why they have their own little private conference. But I was there last year, and last year it was way worse. It was like in the 113, 115. Like I didn't go outside. I got dropped off at the hotel. And when I would think about poking my head out the door, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm staying inside.
Well, what kind of things do you talk about when you go to an event like that?
Well, last year I was a panelist, so there were four agents from around the country and just talking about basically the differences in the markets. You know, that's why I talk a lot about other markets, because we have such a good network with RE/MAX agents throughout the country. So we will talk about things like, you know, how are things going for you guys? Do you have a lot of inventory? Are you short on inventory? Are things flying off the market? Are they sitting around a little longer? Are you having to do price reductions? You know, all that, just so we can be aware of each other's markets. But then last year, when they got their feedback, apparently I was their favorite panelist. So this year they have to come back and be their speaker. So they said, can you come and take the stage for an hour? I thought, oh my God, what am I going to talk about for an hour? And then when I thought about it, I mean, I talk about real estate all day, every day, and we do this show for 30 minutes and it feels like five. So I thought, oh, an hour is not a problem. So I have always said, and you probably hear me say this, that real estate is my dream job. But truly, if I could do anything else, I would have hosted a talk show. Like, I would have loved that.
There you go.
So I hosted a talk show about real estate, and I brought up members from the audience and talked about different things, and it was really interactive and a whole lot of fun.
When you prepare for something like that, do you take notes and have little note cards, or do you just wing it?
Andy, I think you know me well enough today.
You just wing it.
I just wing it. Yeah, because, you know, I talked about the things that are important, like, you know, all right, let's talk about, we've just had this big lawsuit. What have the changes been? Are you guys seeing a change here in your market? And they're like, no, we've always put our buyers under right to represent, just like we have here in Minnesota. And I at least did my homework to know that, right? And they said, sellers are still in full agreement of paying the commission to the buyer's agent, because they understand the importance of buyer's agents coming to their listings and writing solid offers. So they've had zero problems with it at all. And I told them kind of our statistics, which I think I talked about last week, where like 97.5% of commissions are being paid by the sellers. And maybe sometimes they weren't offering the full three that you have your client under contract for. So maybe the seller is going to pay 2.5, and then the buyer has to make it up and pay the other half or something like that. But not a huge change from before. So I said, So basically, you haven't seen any change. And they said, basically, that's correct. You know, we just had to learn how to fill out the new forms and how to talk it and explain it to people. And it's never been more important to show our value than it is now. But I feel like that's what I always focused on long before this. And I always played by the rules. So I always made sure to tell sellers that commission is 100% negotiable and that it's common for the seller to pay the agent on both sides of the deal, not that it's required. I never used words like that, because when you're talking about commission, nothing's changed. It's always been negotiable. That's just the way it is. It's the way it always has been. It's probably the way it always will be. So I think that that was good. And it's kind of funny because I'm a little bit, I don't want to say I'm a rebel because I'm not a rebel, but the speaker before me is a paid speaker. I mean, this is what he does. And he's also a real estate coach and has been for 15 years. And I felt like he kind of insulted the crowd because these are rock stars. These are the top 500 agents in Texas, right? And he says, oh, I'm so glad I'm talking to the top 500. I don't need to do the elementary stuff. And then the next thing you know, he's saying, you got to buy leads and you got to work those leads and you got to call those people twice a day, text those people twice a day, email those people twice a day. I could feel the hair on the back of my neck standing up because I thought, if anybody starts calling me twice a day, emailing me twice a day, or texting me twice a day, trying to sell me something, believe me, they are never getting my business. So when I got on the stage, I don't even know if he was still in the room. For my luck, he probably was. But I just said, well, I don't even know how I'm still in the business because I don't do any of the things that he's supposed to do. And I seem to be doing all right. But they're like, oh, Robin, you just threw him under the bus. I'm like, well, I didn't mean to throw him under the bus. I was just saying the truth. Right, Mike? But yeah, they're just a great group, and it was really fun to interact with them. And then after the day was over, then it moves out to the, you know, outdoor, of course, barbecue because it's Texas.
Texas.
But yeah, so it was really nice. And then I got to have one-on-one conversations with a lot of the people, and then again the next morning at breakfast. So yeah, I enjoyed it very much. I'm passionate about real estate. I think that's pretty obvious. I'm pretty well-versed in real estate. I have 25 years of experience and run the number one team in all of Southeast Minnesota. So I felt like I had a lot to take to the table, and I always love to share. So it was great. Had a great time.
Did they serve you brisket for the barbecue?
Well, actually, it was prime rib. It was
even fancier. Yeah,
it was very nice. So, I mean, these were their top 500 agents. Like I said, they're the rock stars. So they rolled out the red carpet. It was super.
You know, you mentioned that other speaker.
Yeah.
Does that work anywhere? Well, doing that kind of aggressive?
To me, it felt very much like he was preaching transactional real estate. And there are agents that do transactional real estate and do succeed. I am not one of them. I don't even understand that language. For me, it is 100% relationship. And he was making fun because he's like, oh, there's nothing I hate more than those realtors that say, Robin Gwaltney, realtor for life, making fun of that. And I'm like, and I say all the time, I want to be your realtor for life. And I'm like, he didn't say Robin Gwaltney. Clearly, he didn't say Robin Gwaltney. He's like, no, he's like me. And I was maybe taking a little offense. So I thought, well, I'm going to tell you how I feel, bud.
Oh, that's funny. That is really funny.
It was fun. It was really fun. And
I hope he was in the room. I really hope he was.
Yeah, and I don't care because his speech, his was very canned. You could even tell his little jokes that he made were the same ones he tells every time. And, you know, we've all been to enough seminars and conferences and heard enough speakers to know when it's just a completely canned. And I started by saying, I'm personally not somebody who likes to sit and be talked to. I like to be talked with, you know, so I want to involve all of you. And they were just immediately open to that and said, oh, that sounds awesome. We would love that. And so, yeah, it went really nice. I mean, I had lots and lots of compliments. So I think they appreciated me being there. And I most definitely appreciated being invited. So it was fun. I had a lot of fun as well.
And now you're waiting for the phone to ring from the producers of The View.
Oh, gosh, no. I think I missed my boat. But, you know, geez, it would have been a fun life. Just sit on TV and interview people. Would have loved it.
Well, we'll take a quick break. Or with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. How about we talk about the market report when we come back?
Sounds like a plan.
Perfect. News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9.
Some restrictions apply.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, Saturday morning, another summer Saturday morning in southeastern Minnesota. Robin, you mentioned a new market report's up. Maybe you can share with us what's in that information.
That is actually one of the things that I do pride myself in, is that I do keep track of what's going on in the market. And I told them, you know, clearly I am talking to a room of very successful agents. And what makes us successful is that we do present ourselves to our clients as market experts, because that's exactly what we are. So I said, you should be able to spit out the number of houses on the market, you know, how many houses have sold in the last 6 months or the last year, what's your median sale price. So I think this is really good information for all professional real estate agents to know. So in case you're not a professional real estate agent and you're just a curious person in the community and you like to know, then I always do like to share these statistics.
Well, I think anybody who might be considering getting into the market is useful information.
Exactly. So currently we have 176 sales pending in the market. So that means they were listed and they're under contract, but they haven't yet closed. And that leaves about 334 listings still for sale. Okay. So that results in a pending ratio, if we divide that 176 by 510, to 34.5%. So, you know, specifically, a high ratio will mean that the listings are in demand and quickly going to contract. And now this is becoming a little bit lower. So it's saying buyers are, there's not enough buyers out there for the supply that's there. So this is interesting because we've been talking about how the rates have been going down and more buyers are coming into the market. Well, guess what? More sellers are coming into the market as well. We've been really busy listing houses for this time of the year. So it's one's going to lead and the other's going to follow. You know, the more listings, the more buyers. So trust me when I tell you, by the end of fall, we're going to be looking at that 50-50 ratio again.
All right. And the more listings right now are great because it's more choices and more options for those who are out there buying.
Such a great time to be a buyer. It really, truly is. And so if you have that kind of idea in your head, oh, I should probably wait until the rates drop a little more. No, no, no. Do it now. And if the rates drop more and they get down to another full percent or percent and a half or 2% and you want to refinance, then it's worth it. Then refinance. But go out there now when you can still negotiate on price and get your inspection and negotiate on items that come up in the inspection and have some power as a buyer. I think that it feels really good.
Historically, that inventory number is still relatively low, but compared to where it was that many months ago when we were under 100 at times.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when we're looking in the last 6 months, 972 contracts have closed. So our market is, you know, it's happening for sure. And the median sold price in that 6 months has been $328,250. So if I break it down, you're not going to be one bit surprised that the 300 to 400 price range is containing the most sold properties.
Well, another thing I take from that, when you mentioned that number 328, that it just shows the value in the investment of real estate. Because when we started this program pre-pandemic, that number was always in the mid 200s or even less.
Isn't that crazy? Yep. You got that right. And for a while there, when people were spending 20, 30, 40, 50,000 over the ask price to get a house because they definitely desperately wanted to lock in at 2.5%, our median price was 400.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's not that prices have come down, or I should say that values have come down. It's just that now you can pay for what something's worth instead of having to overpay to get it. So,
but it also shows that if you look, you know, take a wide enough picture, the value has just steadily increased. There was that spike that from the anomaly due to the pandemic, but it's still a ramp up.
Yeah, I can promise you, if you're out there waiting for prices to drop, you're never going to own a home. Okay, prices aren't going down. And if the prices go down, it's because something really, really unforeseen and bad happened.
Right.
As the prices, there's no way with what's going on. I mean, we're 4 million homes short nationwide. That's a lot. That's a really big number. So to be able to have it so we have enough supply for all the people who need homes, it's not going to happen. I mean, it's going to take forever and ever. It's not going to happen in my career. I can promise you that. So that just means that houses become more valuable, right? The more rare something is, the more valuable it is. And so they're just continuing to go up, continuing to remain a super awesome investment. And what do I tell you? They're the bank account that you can live in, right? So you're going to pay that payment. And as you're paying that payment, you're providing shelter for yourself and your family and making your money grow. Because as long as you've made a wise investment, you've worked with somebody that can counsel you well, and you've made a wise investment, you're going to make money on your real estate.
Okay. Any other statistics we can?
Let's see what else there is to talk about. All right. So we'll talk a little bit about the 334 listings that we have available to sell. 16 of them are between 100 and 200. 65 of them are between 200 and 300. 70 of them are between 300 and 400, which tells us between 200 and 400, that's 135 houses. That's, you know, a third of our inventory, more than a third of our inventory. And that's where most of our buyers will be as well. Between 400 and 500, 33 more. Between 500 and 600, 36. Not too many between 600 and 700, 17. Between 700 and 800, there's 18. Between 800 and 900, there's 19. Between 900 and 1 million, there are 15. Between 1 million and 1 million 1, we have 5. Between 1 million 1 and 1 million 2, we have 5. This one's kind of funny. Between 1 million 2 and 1 million 3, we have 12. Between 1 million 3 and 1 million 4, we have 5. So the sweet spot for those million plus houses looks like it's between 1 million 2 and 1 million 3. But check this out. 1 million 4 and above, we have 16. I can remember when there was 0. I can remember very clearly.
You have close to 40 houses more than $1 million for sale.
And I remember when we had 0 houses.
Yeah.
$1 million. Yeah, crazy. I had one that closed this week that was off market. The folks had called me and said, Robin, we'd like you to come look at our house. This was probably early spring or summer, early summer, and said, we are not ready to sell. We do not want to sell until fall. These are our plans. I said, okay, that sounds great. Well, middle of the summer, I had a buyer that said, oh my gosh, this is what we're looking for. We want really big and really nice and all brick and a nice yard. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have one coming, but not till fall. Do I dare? So I called the sellers and said, any chance you guys would entertain me showing the house now if they were willing to wait until fall to close? And they said, absolutely. And it was way north of $1 million, closer to $2 million. And they looked at it and they offered full price and they let the sellers pick the closing date, and that closed this week. So that was
nice. That is about the most perfect deal you could ever find.
Oh, it was so nice.
As far as the arrangement is concerned.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, that's something that we do a lot of, is we're matchmakers, you know, in a sense. So like, we know, once we get to spend a little time with our clients, we know what they're looking for. And then when we see something, either because we've been called to a listing or because we showed it to another client, it's like, oh my gosh, this is perfect for Bob and Mary, or I've got to call Tom and Jill. This is exactly what Andy's looking for. And then we get on the phone and we call them. So it's not that we're not working behind the scenes. And I think, you know, I'm not going to beat a dead horse, as they say, but I think I've talked plenty about that, that there's definitely more than meets the eye to what our job is. And
all right.
Not complaining, because you know I love it.
Okay. We ought to have to take another break, Robin.
All right.
We're talking southeastern Minnesota real estate with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's Newstalk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM.
We're back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. On yet another beautiful Saturday morning in Rochester. Right, and we're going through the market report before we took the break. And there was one item that we always bring up, but I don't think we covered yet. And I'm always curious about this one, the days on market.
I'm so glad you brought that up because it's so easy for sellers to get discouraged today because they'll put their house on the market. It's beautiful. They've maintained it really well. They've kept it so clean. And it hasn't sold in the first week, and it hasn't sold in the second week. They're getting a little bummed out, and by the third week, they're just devastated because they're pretty sure their house is never going to sell. But the truth is the market average days right now is 58. That's across the board with all price ranges.
Okay.
But honestly, even in the low price ranges, you're going to be really surprised when you hear this. Between 100 and 200, it's 50 days. Do you remember when that was 50 minutes? Not that long ago? And even between 200 and 300, it's 41 days. 300 and 400, 44 days. Let me see what the lowest days is. Actually, the lowest days is the 41 days. Everything else is higher. 61, 63, 66, 106, 83, 170, 125, 159. This is in the high end, of course, 149. $1.3 million to $1.4 million, average days 51, and $1.4 million and over 124. So it is taking longer to sell things. And again, that's because of that, you know, ratio, the pending ratio of more things than buyers out there. Doesn't mean they're worth less than what they're listed for. I mean, there was a market when if a house wasn't sold in 3 weeks, I could confidently tell you that your house was overpriced. That is not the case now. The case now is it's just taking a little longer. Buyers can go back to, hey, you know what? I'm going to check out 6 or 7 or 8 or maybe 10 houses before I make a decision. I might even come back with my parents, or I might come back with, you know, my friend who's an expert in this or that. And they just take a little longer to make a more, you know, a better decision. Let's just say that.
But once again, if we go back before the pandemic, 40 days was actually on the low side.
Before the pandemic, yes. And that's, people seem to forget about that. And they only remember how fast they flew off, you know, in 2021 and 2022. And they're like, my gosh, it's taking forever to sell my house. And I'm like, we've been on the market 20 days, guys. This is not forever. I promise you this is not forever. So hang in there if you feel like your house is taking a little longer to sell than normal, okay? And I would say that, you know, it's not that it's out of the question. I can't talk about anybody else's prices because it's not like I go and evaluate everybody's listings. But I can tell you that we're still doing a really good job of pricing our houses right. And it's just taking a little bit longer to sell them.
Okay. Well, speaking of houses on the market, do you have any new listings?
I do. Okay. So we have a new one at 3967 Polar Lane Northeast. All right.
I do not know where that is.
Okay. Well, if you're heading north on Broadway, you would turn right on East Circle Drive, and then you would turn left on Alberta Drive. So you're heading
okay.
up, you know,
now I know back, where you're at.
Yep, back okay. in there. Okay. And anyway, this one is built in 89, a one-owner home, immaculate condition, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. The lot is at the end of the cul-de-sac, and it's almost an acre. It's 0.83. It's a 2-car garage. It is a split entry home, but it's a really nice approach and a nice foyer. And it has just under 2,800 square feet. Okay. And that's 4099. So we've got that one brand new to the market.
That's a nice area up there.
Mm-hmm. It is. And then if you like those high end townhomes, I don't even, I mean, it's bigger than a lot of people's homes. They're very big. Mark Hansen built a lot of them, first along Berkshire Road, then up on Fox Hill. Anyway, this one happens to be 1176 Fox Hill Court, and it was built in 2019. It's got four bedrooms, three bathrooms, a two-car garage, and it has, gosh, how many square feet? It is big. It has 37,800.
Oh, my God, for a condo?
Yeah, a townhome, side by side.
A townhome, okay.
Yeah, 3,789 square feet. It's big. It's really big. And it's really nice. I mean, she picked a lot of upgrades. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. That one is $829,900. And then we have one, let's see here. 603 Winona Street, Southeast in Chatfield. Never mind. That one sold.
Okay.
That one sold. I think I did talk about that last week and said I thought it would sell quickly, and it sure did. 3558 Jasper Court, Northeast. This one is $457,900. It's, again, a split. It's got that big entry with the side split, as they call it, and the kitchen's towards the front of the house.
Yep.
Yeah, it's 2,032 finished square feet. There's still about 700 of unfinished square feet in the lower level. That could be a fourth bedroom and a third bathroom. And it also has nice backyard, nice property. That one was built in 2010, and that's $457,900. Okay, so you know I have that charming house down on Lawrence Boulevard in Wabasha. That's right on the river. The judge's house. Well, now, and I think I have an interested buyer for that, so keep your fingers crossed for me. I have a condo on Lawrence Boulevard in Wabasha as well. I don't know how familiar you are with Wabasha, but there used to be a Big Joe flour mill, and it was right on the river. Talk about
yep.
Yeah, so they took that all down, and they put up a high-end condo building. And this condo is so beautiful, and it's a corner unit, which you can't beat that, because now you've got windows on three sides, you know, which is fabulous. And you walk out, and you're just overlooking the river and your private slip in the dock.
Nice.
It's beautiful, and it's going to come turnkey, and it literally is brand new to the market. And that's just under $1 million at $975,000. And it's big as well. It has 21, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I think it's 2,200 square feet. So it's three bedrooms and big living space. Kitchen's been completely redone with Cambria. It's very, very nice place. So if you're looking,
all right.
Yeah, elaborate condo down on the river, we've got that. And think I've covered them all.
Okay. So, well, that's perfect because.
All right. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Imagine
so,
that.
Perfect timing, Robin.
Awesome.
So what is the number to reach you if somebody wants to sell or buy your home or have questions?
I want to say one thing. Last week I told everybody that I was going to be at an open house, and I said, please come and see me, check out the great house, as well as if you have anything else you want to talk about with real estate, come and talk to me. And I got there, and there was a gentleman waiting there for me. I was so happy to see him. And he got out, and he was very upfront and said, I'm not interested in this house, but I did hear you on the radio, and I am interested in talking to you about listing my property. And so we talked about his property, and he was lovely. So
awesome.
That was cool. Yeah. So please do take me seriously when I say call me for your questions, advice. If you want me to take a look at your house, give you an idea, or if you'd like to start looking at houses, call me on my cell phone. That number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin. You enjoy this wonderful weather today, and we'll chat again next week.
Sounds great.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.